Hey there, boys and girls, and welcome to Bare Naked Reviews Spooktober, where I'm reviewing classic horror movies to celebrate the Halloween season that we're currently in. So friends and I will be reviewing horror movies from different decades to celebrate, and I figured, hey, why not start things off with one of the most classic horror film actors, Vincent Price? You guys know Vincent Price. He's got a creepy voice, he's got creepy eyebrows. He's like, hello, hey there, monsters, I'm going to get you if it's the last thing I do. And that's a terrible Vincent Price impression, but thanks for sticking along with me anyways. So I watched 1964's The Last Man on Earth, which is based off of novel I Am Legend by Richard Matheson from 1954. First up, let's start with the synopsis, and the background music to the synopsis is the intro to the movie. I'm not huge in watching old films, so listening to the music of this film really took me to a time when music sounded like this. Last Man on Earth is an Italian-American science fiction horror film starring Vincent Price, directed by Ubaldo Ragona and Sidney Sakau. Vincent Price plays Dr. Robert Morgan, who wakes up every day in a post-apocalyptic world that's been ravaged by disease, that has turned people into undead vampires that cannot stand sunlight, fear mirrors, and are repelled by garlic. Dr. Morgan spends his days killing as many vampires as possible, until one day, he runs into a woman, the first human he's seen since his family was hit by disease. So, is Dr. Morgan really the last man on Earth? So as I had mentioned before, this is based off of the 1957 book, I Am Legend, which some of you may recall shares the same name as the 2007 film with Will Smith, and also 1971's Omega Man with Charlton Heston. These are both based off of that same book. A little interesting side note, Charlton Heston, in the lead up of the press to Omega Man, he would confess that he watched Last Man on Earth to prep for his movie, and he basically called the movie, the exact quote is, "The movie is incredibly botched, totally unfrightening, ill-acted, sloppily written, and photographed." So basically, Charlton Heston is saying it's shit. Just say it's shit, man. I know it's the 70s, but come on, you're not impressing anyone with your three-syllable words. This movie, the monsters here are vampire zombies, and you know, this is 1964, and this is at the time, these kind of movies, and actually still kind of are, they're in a niche market where you're watching cheese, you're basically paying to watch cheese. I was reading up a little bit about Vincent Price, and as far as his acting career at this time, when he was a young actor, he wasn't really having much luck in traditional acting roles, so he went to low-budget horror movies like House of Wax and House of Usher, which were filmed in the 50s. In that market, he instantly became a hit. This wasn't supposed to be some great piece of Hollywood or some great piece of acting. It's just supposed to be an enjoyable, you know, kind of cheesy film. And so either you embrace that, you embrace it warmly, or you shove it away coldly. Don't shove it away coldly. There's a lot to enjoy here, especially if you're into cartoons. So the first thing I thought about as I was watching this was how much it reminded me of Scooby-Doo. So Scooby-Doo, there's a lot of things where they're transitioning between the past and Scooby-Doo, and then they cut to the future. And so the cutscene to get back to the future will be like kind of like a pin drop, like a water drop, a ripple effect across the screen. And so they do this a couple times throughout this movie when Vincent Price, he's reminiscing about the past with his daughter and his wife who were hit by this disease, and they turned into zombies, or they were killed. So I thought that was kind of fun. So if you're into that kind of thing, you know, this movie's kind of fun. So as I had mentioned, there's a disease going around turning people into vampire zombies. So there's kind of this serious backdrop of this movie, although there is a lot of like horror cheese. The backdrop here is that Vincent Price played a scientist who was helping study this disease that was ravaging the world, and no one could figure it out. What was going on? No one could figure out a cure. The disease starts picking up, and so the government starts killing everyone who even remotely has a sniffle. So now let's get into the zombies. So, you know, you watch a horror movie, you want to be horrored, right? You want to be scared by the monsters. Unfortunately, there's nothing remotely scary about these monsters. They yell, so they're vampire zombies, and for some reason they all carry cricket bats, and they whack things. They're just inexplicably weak, and I see it's part of the description in the movie that they're supposed to be very weak, so this allows Vincent Price to kind of get along and move along throughout the story. But I mean, they're just like so weak that what to kill them, it's like the easiest thing ever. So Vincent Price, he kind of throws a stake at the zombies, and then he drives a hammer through them like pretty easily. You know, I feel like if you were a monster and someone threw a stake at you, you'd know to, like, someone throws a stake at you, you bat that away. I mean, it's bing, bang, boom, you know? But that's just me. So here's a sound of the zombie.
Morgan! Come out! Come out! Morgan! Come out! Come out!
So besides cartoons like Scooby-Doo, this also made me think about 1968's Night of the Living Dead movie by George A. Romero, which would come out 4 years after this. So I haven't watched Night of the Living Dead in its entirety, but I've seen bits. And I've also, some nugget of trivia that for some reason I just always held on to was part of the inspiration for Night of the Living Dead by George Romero was that he didn't like how zombies were portrayed in movies up to that point. He didn't really feel threatened or like feel any fear from them. When I was watching this movie, when I was watching the zombies in this, it reminded me a lot of the zombies in Night of the Living Dead. And I saw online that George A. Romero, he credits Last Man on Earth as being a blueprint for the Night of the Living Dead. And there are a lot of similarities between the two zombies. But the difference is that the way George A. Romero filmed the scenes with the zombies, where they're like popping out of nowhere and stuff, like, it actually makes it scary. But hey, maybe people were scared of this at the time. And this was filmed partly in Italy, so maybe Italians just have a really low barometer for being scared. That's the one thing we all know about Italians. They just get scared so easily. Some things that are pretty good about the movie, I really liked how the movie starts and the credits just go over it, so that you see Vincent Price and kind of his loneliness. So he's playing this doctor who is going through the motions of waking up every day despite being the last man on Earth, or so he believes. He's doing his creepy narration, and the credits are just kind of rolling over the film as he's going about his day, and I actually think that effect is pretty good. And I also saw this online, that this movie is kind of credited for staying true to the book, where the main character, and I haven't read the book, but the main character is a scientist. And so in the movie, Vincent Price is like testing everyone's blood. So whoever he sees, he tests their blood, because he had seen what the blood looks like from the vampire zombies. So for example, he runs into this woman, and before he can trust her, he looks at her blood. He runs into a dog, and he falls in love with the dog. And after he makes love to the dog, I'm just making that up, he didn't make love to the dog, but he checks their blood to see if they're diseased. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know, bringing a little science into our science fiction. It's some bad, unfortunately, the movie suffers from being old. I think all old movies, at some point, they suffer from that, and the question is can you get over that? And I kind of did. They're like overdubbing sound, and that just like sounds really weird sometimes. You could tell that they went back to like a recording studio to dub over whatever was going on in the movie, And it just like sounds so out of place, especially some scenes in the past with the kids. And one thing that is just really hard for me, I always kind of forget about this until I watch another old film. You know, women, they just are very emotional, helpless Barbie dolls. Every time they say something, they have to be like, like that. They don't even have to say anything. They just have to make that sound. For example, in this little bit here.
Mommy, I can't see. I'm going to call the doctor.
I said no. Virge, there's nothing they can do.
But we can't just let her lie there.
Well, this way she has a chance. If you call a doctor, he'll report it. Do you want that?
Can you be so sure?
Blindness is one of the symptoms.
You know, it just sounds so bad. It sounds so antiquated now. It's like, come on. You know, you don't have to cut the balls off of every woman. You know what I mean? Like, some of them have to have a little spunk or just some normal humanity. And so to wrap up, I'm going to give Last Man on Earth a 5 out of 10. There's just some, like, weird story things that didn't really connect well together. For example, at the end, he finds out that he's not the last man on Earth. Well, he kind of is, but everyone has been turned into sort of half-human, half-vampire zombies. But the person who he ran into, this woman who he ran into to figure this all out, this was during the day, and the vampire zombies are not supposed to be able to walk around during the day, which is why they were all pissed off at him, because they were all mad because they're all half vampire, half zombies, and they wanted to kill him, actually, because he was spending all his days killing all of them. And the reason why he was able to kill all of them was because during the day, they're all sleeping. But now you're telling me that they're not? I don't know. There's just some like weird connection, story plot disconnections there. So 5 out of 10. And so that's a wrap. You can check out show notes for links to things we discussed today about Last Man on Earth. And stay tuned for more Spooktobers like The Thing, both 1982 and 2011, The Exorcist, and Jaws. And all that and more at rishib.com/barenakedreviews. You can leave me a comment about anything by tweeting at barenakedrevs or on the Facebook page or by emailing barenakedreviews@gmail.com. And attention, prize alert, I'll be publishing Bare Naked Reviews on iTunes and the Podcast Catcher soon. I'm going to announce that date at some point, but I just wanted everyone to know about it and to take part in it. And so what's going to be happening is I'll pick a listener at random who sends me proof that they've downloaded all the episodes on iTunes. And I'm also going to pick a random listener who comments on the podcast on iTunes. So email me your proof and two random listeners will win a prize. And to wrap things up, I just wanted to play a gag sound, which I found hilarious from this movie. All right. Take care, everyone.